The KPAM 860 Travel Show with Pat Boyle.
The KPAM 860 Travel Show with Pat Boyle.
With the low airfares these days, now would be a great time to make it a wine weekend in California's wine country. Before you do that, though, you want to check out NapaWineProject.com. And its author, David Thompson, is a prolific traveler. He's a travel writer, and he's founder of this cool website, Napa Wine Project. First of all, David, we'll get to that in a moment, but you say on your website that spring is your favorite time of year there. Describe it for me. Why is it?
It is my favorite time because everything is green. The height of the tourist season has not yet hit, and it's easy to get appointments. And it's just a beautiful time to be in the valley. The sun's shining. Spring's just a great time.
Napa Wine Project, it sounds like a labor of love. Can you tell us exactly what it is?
Sure. I've been working on this for the last almost 3 years, and my goal and mission is to visit every commercial wine producer in Napa County. And there are many of them. I have a list often updated on my site that is nearly 800 commercial producers.
All the wineries are pretty cooperative with you?
So far, yes. I've been to nearly 550 producers. One of the requirements for the review to be posted on the website is I need to meet a representative in person and I need to taste the wine. And when I reach this point of the project, it's a little more difficult, of course, because I'm dealing more with the private wineries who typically don't see people.
Well, did it start out, David, because you thought there was not a clearinghouse for visitors to go to find out about the wineries, or what motivated you in the first place?
Sure. I've enjoyed wine since for a long time, and I chose Napa because Napa has the international recognition, and it's along a pretty well-defined geographical valley, so it's easy for people to understand.
You said there are the private wineries, the public ones as well, and looking at your website, there's a fascinating thing I have to ask you about, 10-second appointments. Sounds pretty quick.
Napa County has a regulation where you need to, certain wineries are open by appointment only, and that is the required rule for these particular wineries. And technically, you have to be off-site the property when you make the appointment so you can call in. However, a lot of wineries, in this case, you can just show up, sign their guest book, and that's the 10-second appointment. They'll let you in that way as well.
Let's say I am flying down for the weekend, and truly I've been watching prices down to the Bay Area, and they're just, you can afford to go.
Now is the time to fly. Prices have been dropping for the last 6 weeks, 2 months.
Exactly. So the different kind of tastings there are, could you run down the list? Because I know there are a ton of different kinds.
You have the wineries in the valley, many of which are situated along Highway 29, which is the main north-south artery in Napa, and you can just walk right in. They don't take appointments. You just walk right in and show up. The second type of meeting would be a appointment only. And these are wineries typically smaller. Their production may be smaller. They're not set up to see large amounts of tourists. And you need to make an advance appointment either through email or give them a call. And then there are the wineries who just pretty much sell to mailing list customers. And these are wineries that will probably only see mailing list customers for a tasting. Either you've had a previous purchase history with them, or you're on their mailing list or wine club.
How many of the wineries would you say charge admission? Because I'm reading here that the admission can be up to $75 per person. That's kind of prohibitive.
I would say 95% of the wineries who see people do charge an admission. There are several select wineries in the valley that do not charge at all, and these are free, and you can just walk right in. You don't even need an appointment.
Is it pretty easy for a visitor to make a road trip out of visiting the wineries? I mean, are they pretty close together?
You can visit a winery that's located an hour and a half from another winery in Napa if you don't know where you're going. However, if you concentrate your efforts in specific parts of the valley, it's very easy. There's wineries up and down Highway 29, and the less visited Silverado Trail, and both of these roads are the main north-south roads.
I've done one tour in Oregon's wine country in Yamhill County, where I got to go back and see the vats and actually see how the wine is made, as well as getting to taste it and having some food pairings as well.
Sure.
How common is that, and I assume that usually runs you more?
It is fairly common, and it's usually available at the larger wineries. A number of the wineries have tours, so you can actually go in the caves, you can see the tanks, you can hear about how the wine is made and from vineyard to bottle. And there are several wineries that offer educational classes and courses, and I list some of my favorites on the website. for tourists.
Is that a good idea to do that right at the get-go, David?
If you're a novice, yes.
Yeah.
If you're new to wine and you want to learn more, that's a great thing to do. Usually the classes are an hour to 2 hours, and they're held at the wineries.
What type of things do they teach you?
They'll teach you sensory evaluations, how to taste, how to smell the wine. You'll learn a little bit about how the wine's made. It all starts in the vineyard. That is the common axiom you'll hear from winemakers and vintners is it's called terroir. It's the land. It's the location. And that's the absolute most important part of winemaking is where the wine is grown and where it's from.
We're talking to David Thompson, who is founder of the NapaWineProject.com. And on your website, you have a category called Tasting Etiquette. What are some of the P's and Q's you have to follow?
Leave the cell phone at home or leave it in the car.
Yeah, that's a rule for every day, everywhere now, isn't it?
That's a big one. It's not abnormal to spit. It's not a winery will even look at you as, hey, this person knows what they're doing. There are spit buckets at every winery, and you taste the wine, and then you spit it. That's perfectly acceptable.
What are some of the other lures of the Napa Valley? If you've done your wine tasting by day, you want to do something at night, what's there to do?
Yountville, the town of Yountville, is the culinary capital of Napa Valley, and there's a number of Michelin-starred restaurants just in that very small town. Hiking, biking, there's several tour companies that offer biking tours, especially in the north part of the valley, which is more quiet. There's the Petrified Forest, which is a bunch of petrified trees, redwood trees. There's a number of things other than wine tasting. And then a number of the wineries actually have built-in attractions other than the wine. There's a winery that has a tram. There's a winery that has a huge art gallery. There's some architectural gems. Just people go to these wineries just to look at the architecture rather than even taste the wine.
If you want to come down there and you want, because from what I gather from your website, the summers are just jam-packed. If you want to go on a shoulder season, what's the best time of year to go?
I think early to mid-spring, as well as just after harvest. So end of October, early November. And then on the other side of things, in early spring, so March, April, would be great times to go. And we have, from Portland and Seattle, there are direct flights to Santa Rosa, which is even closer than flying into San Francisco. It's 30 minutes from Santa Rosa to the northern part of Napa Valley.
Oh, that's great, because, yeah, I was thinking fly into San Francisco and just get the old rental car and head on out.
Sure. No, you can fly right to Santa Rosa, and you can rent a car there as well, and it's closer, and you don't have to fight that Bay Area traffic by doing that.
Without naming any names, do you have a single favorite wine tasting experience?
Actually, no, because there are so many different experiences you can have in Napa. I have listed them organized by category of types of experiences that I really enjoy, and some of the top wineries, including the tours, as well as the wines and such as well.
Well, David, I invite you up to Oregon to check out Oregon Wine Country, because we're growing, and it's a growing concern, very popular, and you might like us.
And Pinot.
That's it. Okay, David Thompson, thanks for your time and your advice. And again, if our listeners want to head on down to Napa Wine Country, this is NapaWineProject.com. It's a great resource.
So great. Thank you very much, David. Thank you.
The KPAM 860 Travel Show with Pat Boyle.
Up next on the KPAM 860 Travel Show, Colonial Barbados.
George Washington actually went in 1751, I believe, when he was 19 years old, and he spent 2 months living in Barbados in this lovely house, which they've now turned into a museum.
KPAM 860.
KPAM.